We never fight. Not in the past 6 years, as long as we've been married. Not even in the months before that. It isn't that Jack is always right or I'm always right. Usually our disagreements are about things that don't matter, so it's easier and quicker for me to acquiesce. Jack's a lawyer, so he likes to win. It makes him happy. And that's good. But now, on a Saturday morning in May, sitting face to face across our breakfast table in sweats and ratty slippers, we're definitely on the verge of a real fight. This time, the fight matters. This time, I have to win.
I forbid it,
Jack says. I burst out laughing, all I can think to do, because forbid is such an odd word. Forbid? I say the word, repeating it, diluting it, undermining it. What are you going to do, honey? Lock me in the castle tower? You're not that much older than I am. Come on, sweetheart, get real. Have some more coffee, read your Globe. He doesn't look up from the metro section.
It's absurd, Rachel,
he says into the paper.
That woman is evil. Plus, I can't understand why you'd want to fill your brain with that kind of...
He shakes his head as he snaps a page into place, the newsprint crackling with his impatience.
Absurd. An exceedingly unwise decision on Gardner's part, and yours too, Rach.
I take a sip of dark roast to defuse my annoyance and to clear the looming emotional thunderstorm. I know his problem isn't my summer internship in the Middlesex County District Attorney's Office. Jack's impatience with me is fueled by the headlines he's reading, news stories that feature his name. Jack hates to lose, especially in court, and especially to Assistant District Attorney Martha Gardner, my new boss. Martha Gardner. The woman Jack usually refers to as Satan in pearls. He never laughs when he says it. Honey, I soften my voice, knowing there are many ways to win. Law school is teaching me that. It's only for 3 months. I'm required to do it. All the 2L students are, or we can't be 3Ls. And then we can't graduate, and there goes all that law school tuition you've loaned me. Plus, we've planned the whole thing. We're going to be partners. You'll get me on the murder list, and we're a team. Your very own word, remember?
Team. Certainly doesn't feel like it. I thought you chose a side.
He lowers the paper, 1 inch, looks at me with narrowed eyes.
And not that side, not hers.
But how do I handle this? He pays the bills, at this point at least. As a student, at 36, the world's oldest law student, I have zero income.
You're my investment,
he told me. I took it as a compliment.
But there are no buts. Gardner's a predator. She maligns the law, twists it, corrupts it. Her every instinct is to destroy and defeat.
The newspaper barrier goes back up. I can't escalate this, so I'll ignore the fact that prosecutors are supposed to be the champions of law and order. Jack's oversensitive because Gardner's the one prosecutor who can beat him. My dear husband is not the most reliable narrator, though, and he's probably exaggerating when he spins me stories about her disturbingly unfair and manipulative tactics. But Martha Leggett Gardner is a touchy subject. Jack's frown, hidden by newsprint again, chilled me. I've seen that same expression in the courtroom, and it's never a good sign for the witness he's about to interrogate. But I'm not his witness. I'm his wife. I know you're upset. I decide on instant capitulation and a subject pivot. But even you have to lose a case once in a while. Especially since your client, you know, did it.
That shouldn't matter. Or are your profs holding back that tidbit until your third year?
Jack flaps the newspaper to a new page, hiding the "Dorn did it" headline I know is there.
That jury of morons wanted someone to be punished, and Gardner had the judge in her pocket.
I know, it stinks. Ugh, I know, it does. This morning hadn't been the optimum time to spring the Gardner situation on him, but it's the only time. Harvard had emailed the final 2L internship assignments to us late last night, and our jobs start this coming Wednesday. I could hardly hide reality, and besides, I'm excited. Nervous, but excited. Still, life's a juggle when your husband is cranky. Jack Jack's old plaid Saturday shirt is buttoned wrong, his hair like windblown straw. He's bitter over every courtroom loss, so we've written out a few iterations of this before. The second newspaper headline reads, "Jury to Jack Kirkland, drop dead." I'd almost hidden the paper from him, a gesture in affectionate futility.